I had a chat with a former minister, the Tory MP Jacob Rees-Mogg. I began by asking him, because this was after that vote for, you know, Rishi Sunak's Safety of Rwanda bill, and in, you know, the debates and the earlier voting, Rees-Mogg had made it clear he wasn't really in favour of it. So why in the end did he vote for a bill that he thinks, as I was saying to Farage earlier, Jacob Rees-Mogg thinks is inadequate?
Because you shouldn't let the best be the enemy of the good. That one very often votes for bills that one thinks could be better in one way or another. But this bill is better than the status quo. Could it have been better still? Yes. But the bill that was in front of us is better than the current situation.
Do you have any confidence that it will lead to any serious number of asylum seekers being expelled to Rwanda?
I think the issue is time rather than effect. I think the amendments that I was supporting would have sped up the process. And I think this bill, over a year or 2 years, would prove effective. Without the amendments, it's unlikely to prove effective, in my view, in the time available before a general election. But I'd be delighted to be proved wrong.
So what do you think when someone like Robert Jenrick says that you're letting your core voters down?
Well, I mean, Robert knows the bill very well. He obviously was a Home Office minister. I think the issue we may well face is this being an election issue. The Labour Party, the Lib Dems, the SNP are really against any serious migration policy. They seem to want to have pretty much open borders. And it's only the Conservatives who have a way forward. Now, it will be disappointing if the way forward hasn't led to action happening before the election, but at least there's an indication of where we're going, whereas the others have no clue where they're going.
But what, therefore, does it say to you that our polling shows that voters, by a significant majority, think that Keir Starmer stands a better chance of reducing the boats?
Well, what's interesting is that there was a very big poll by constituency that showed almost every constituency in the country wanted an even tougher line than this bill is taking on removing asylum seekers.
But so why is Labour more credible on this in the eyes of so many voters?
I think that's much more to do with overall polling, that you almost invariably find that when a party has a strong lead, the leader of that party will be thought to be better on individual policy areas. I think that's a consequence of the current position of Labour in the polls, rather than anything specifically about migration, where people clearly want migration to be dealt with, and the Labour Party doesn't frankly have a policy, other than pretty much open sesame.
Now, we've seen, again, something we've seen many times over the last few years, which is very serious splits in your party. That's going to massively set back any chance of recovery for the Conservative Party, isn't it?
Well, but the one thing we're all united on is we actually want the Rwanda policy to work. We simply have different views on how effective it can be. And so, yes, the Tory party has discussions. We're Democrats. We believe in debating the ideas so that in the crucible of debate, the best ideas survive.
But you haven't actually answered the question whether divisions, after so many years of divisions, can do anything but depress your popularity.
Well, I'd say all parties are coalitions of one kind or another. They always have been in a two-party system. That as long as the UK remains a two-party system, there will be wings of the major political parties. The Labour Party has its wings. We have our wings. That's inevitable. And I don't think it's a bad thing either. I think you want to have parties that broadly reflect the view of one wing of politics.